Side 11, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 340. But back to his petrol and pomp. Swegees we rest, no more apple hooly, dod war duke. Bruin a Boroff, the hoony monger and the grisliest man Michael in Maid of Aid, whose annal lives the highest, for he devoused the lilies on the find, and he comforted Sam Trampin' Marchant out of the drumbune of an arse. Guard, serf, Finland, serve we all. Taff, what with the sycophannies at the front, and wet what the soccer fumbers beholden the fair, ill certain, between his bulkritudes and the Rosh Hashanah, where he sees Bishop Ribboncake, plus his Pollock's prized, going forth on his visitations of Mirage, or Miss Horizon, just so all our fantasies dainted her, on the curve of the camber, unsheathing a shoelaced limb aloft to the great consternations. Divulge! Hidey-die, kittles, and howdy-do, pan! Push, Barton, pull beauties! See that we stall, or let Dargman be Luna as straight away as your aunts folly me line, while ye post is going from Piping Pubworth to Haunted Hillborough on his Moogiskit Zaravance. The wrist, the rust, the sir of all rossers, as my fast is near to here, and my second is meet to set on, while my holes appears Aureoles. We should say you duns the polecat. Bang on the bush, gurg in the gorge, rap on the roof, and your flop is on bu... But, at the signal of his act, which seems to Shrapnel his inamaz melody, playing the spool of the little brown jog round the wheel of her wang goes the milliner. Buckily, buckily, bloodstained boyne, bim-bam-bum-bum. His snapper was shot in the rum-jar general. Why, the giggles he lobbed beyond him. Taff obliges with a two-stop yoga-coga thumpety on the bones for ivory girl and ebony boy. The Bella Clivka, Trovatorovich, I tremble. But, with the sickle of a side, but the humour of a hummero, hower it is through his cholera gold, fumping to a full frank, with this wallowing olfact. Mortar, matter, tartar, water. May his bulls grow wider so his skittles gets worse. The aged monad making a venture out of the murder of investment. I seen him acting sergeant, what betwixt the scimitar star and the ashen moon. By their lights shall thou throw him. Pith paff for puff puff, and my pipe for his cigar. The mlacky way for gambling. Up to this kirkstrawbind, an admirable verbivoco-visual presentment of the world-renounced Carholm event has been being given by the Irish race and world. The huddled and alivened stable crashes have shared fleet-footed enthusiasm with the paddocks dare and ditches tear while the mews was combing ground. Hippo hoppere helioscope flashed Windsor places as the gates might see. Mayus! Deus, that was, with burning briar, Mr. Tumas, no ho-holen, for their common contrived satisfaction in the purports of amusement, telling the verily rover and father Epiphanes, shrine shriver of St. Doros, in Brown Bomber, how, as sure as there's a bonum in your osteology, backlegs shirk the racing kennel down. The saintly scholarist's roastering guffalord of new persatural's holler at this metanoic excomologosis tells of the chestnuts, once again witting Tom, absolutionally rumpty-humpty successfulness. A lot of lassies and lads without dammers or dads, but fresh and blued with collecting boxes. One ought spare one's triflets, to be shot. It is coffingers for the children. Slippery Sam, hard by them, physically present, howsomdever morally absent, was slouching about in his knavish diamonds, asking Max and Ox and the Muggies, a pinosphere taut, turfers, to deck the Ace of Duds. Tom tempered Tim, howbeit, his unremitting retainer, the seers are the seers of Samael, but the hears are the hears of Timoth, is in boozer's gloom, sulken steady in his sulken tents. Bald, doll the curse, bale-dale the deck. And the frocks of chic sheeples in their shimmering ensembles. You see, a chief smith, Semperol's scandal stink maker, a midinist from the Casabianca, and of course, Mr. Fry. Varas! Pardon the Inquisition causas es quostas. It is Davalorem's dominical brayers. Why coif that weird hood? Because among nosoever circumstances is to be apprehended the distinguished patronage of the lost Gabernard Jaggernaut. Pam Jab. Gross jumped on. What was thud? Look, 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 look. It is the 1,000-to-1 Guinea Gooseberry's Lipperful Slipper Cup. Hold hard, ride siddle tight little Pitsy Riley. Gurra grunch, gurra grunch. There at the turn of the fourth of the hurdles, by the Ross of Christos, Holla Folla Populous is a shout of exclamation. Bum chub! Emancipator the cream and hunter, Major Herman C. Entwistle, with dramatic effect reproducing the form of famous sires on the scene of the former's triumphs, is showing the eagle's way to Mr. Waithwaite's three by geldings, Homo Made Ink, Bailey Beacon, and Ratatouille, while first and the second and the other girl, Mrs. Bosswater's Levy Brink, two early spring dabbles, are showing a clean pair of heads to Emancipator. Think a thinks to open here, to this virgin's tuft on this golden of even. I never sought of Stinkethink. Our lock maker, he is proformly an eye. He is shinkly-thinkly shaking in his shame. Set will be off for Diddy. This eerie dream has been offered you by Bet and Tip. Tip and Bet, our swapstake quack chances in from top hole to bottom of the Irish race and world. Taff. Aware that the first sports report of London Reginald has now been after thoughtfully collaborated by a Sagan Spurts Flash, takes the dipper end direction, and for tasting a timmer of malaise after the poignancy of Orange Altonia, orients by way of Sagittarius towards Draco on the Lower. And you collier cast on him the courser, with Boyle, Burke and Campbell, I'd go gimble on Strangbone's tomb. You had just been cerberating a camp to St. Sepulchre's march through the Armaemon's retreat, with the boys all marshalled, scattering giant's hail over the curseway, fellowed along the route by the stenchions of the corpse. Tell the cold spells Teroth, if you please, commie lad. Perfides Albionias. Think some in gain, think, as T. Cortera sate over the Galwegian caftan, for when Orops and Asses were Chulrengs and Micramacrees. A forward movement, Miles Nabogaline, and dispatch. But, slinking his coat sleeves sirred out over his squad mutton shoulder, so as to loop more life the jauntly man, as he sensed the aggregate yup behind their whole scoop china's desperate noise totalage, and explaining a posteriorly how Osterloo was Val de Sambre below's hero, and he was in a great estate forfiar anirixion on the susceptible side of him made spoil a priori his popo proportion. Yes, Zutnizor, I don't think I did not, Podger. Never you brother me, for I scouted, think you. Ichts nichts an nichts, greatest chupta. Me father all oddy in the spurt of a scripts. Of all the queer asses and all the queer min, in the tragedos of those anti-ants, their grandoper, that son of a gunnung, with his sabot sopolets, smoking his scandal loose at both ends of him. Fine doings. I grand-thinked after his obras after another time about the itch and his eggin' doom. He was legging boldy lug from some pulver sporrocks and yoking for a stool easy for to nemesis plot Chalafranca and for to celebrate himself with an ultra-dung's heavenly mass at his base by a supreme pompship Coram's the perished popes, the reverend and olivered Cromlechs. And when I heard his dude brogue reciting his cheap cheatery gospeds to sentry and sentry and sentry and sentry, I thought he was only after a having after his broke forth, but be the homely couropodvas, I no sooner seen a gist of his frightiousness than I was bibbering with veer a few versets off, fooling for fjord for my fifth foot. Of manifest disobedience and the flute. Taff. Though the ungluck sarsoon is gimming for to get him, jotting in, holy religious, half a god lap, like a soldiery sap, with a peak at his cue and a tear in his eye, and a bond of his back and a croak in his cry, as did jolly well harm lean o'er him. Is not a thug who would weep on, weep under song of Saruman, which Gothai and Sheepskeer they damned thee well know. Papaist, Gamban man, take the Corrid's blow. Ya! Your partridge is lost. But, giving his shimmionized twinge in act knuckle-downagement of this cumular kick, strafe from the fire trench, suddenly drops lead. Sat on his heels, ouchie-ouchie, he changed corps and uniforms as he is lifting the gat out of the big. His face glows green, his hair grays white, his blithe become broom to sweet his cultic toilet. But when I seeing him and his one ship fetch along within hail that turrible tall with his nichney kopfganob and attempting like a brandy-logged rudeman catharjic, lugging up and lading down his live pelt so crushingly like Mebbucket Messer and exposing his old skinful self tail-totom by manoeuvring an open ordure to remunerature with the cowroos in their Irish pleasantry, I think he was recovering breath from some herd squatters beyond the carcasses, and I couldn't arve a nerver to tell a yard story, not if I knew the prize, if from lead or alimony. But when I got in occupation of a full new of his old base middleism, in action, pang upon you, by the bleared lights of the storm-trooping clouds, and in the sheen flare of the battle-axes of the heroine, and mid the shield-fails a wail of the bitter accents of the seraphim, and caught the fierce smell of his aurels, or rancor stank, a sop-head set-wrapped, like Peter the Graced, Altipalta, my billet forsook's allegiance, got bullet, and no lie is this, I was babbying and yet again bobbering, bibble boy, me marrows, me skewers, me nass, me feet, tub, 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 beat it, so long a paton. Clumsy, if ever misused, must use, use now. But mea culpa, aram aversarum, as I love our dear Derushi, I confesses with old pride jealous when I looked upon the sour of all the Harusians, with the weight of his arge fulling upon him from the travailings of his tomach, and Rukan asked the fates of a bosser. There was fear on me, the sons of Nua for him, and it was heavy he was for me. Then the way I amingled my Ermenial Hermerians amongled his gospelis formilios till Hakora Mocrius I addent the arts to. Taff, as a matter of fact, prepensing how such worldmans from Burnia's seduced country clowns. He is proposing barangaparang after going, knowing what he is doing after to see him pluggy well moidered as a murder effect. You bet your bluey knife before he does so's surprised though he is. Grot zot! You hidden the hurts? What fun! But hearing some brother suddenly give two or three peevish sniff-snuff-snores like Govely's false sleep, he wait a wish to see mighty stirs, and then goes on, cull-rum-like, without asking for papice or anything at all. Mertz marred, I met with whom it was too late. My fate, oh hate, farewell! Fear wheeling of the groan, and think of that when you smugs to bag it. Taff, who, meanwhile, om at yarn's length, so as to put a nodgy in the posture, by while of stock in his hand, and of rumour-making, bar getting umptiums gathered off the scattered, had been lavishing, logging on lighthouse, words of silent power, su-su-glu-glu-biri-biri-gongos, upon the repeated speech-salver's innkeeping, right, which, thanks give me and naperied norms non-obstaclant, there can be little doubt have resulted in a month chance ministering of another goodness, my good to see. Bum promifatio, shumpum for palidi, and uco suso for nipperdandy, drink off this scup, and be bloody or raffertied, to buggart. But he wiped off his chimbly foot, as lips love curling to the tongue opener, he take up the communion of sense at the hands of the forgiver of trespassers, and therein after centellinates that potifex mixim host with haruspical hospitality, proffering into his pauses somewhat salt bacon. There scares not in this gnarled world a fully so send as dilates for the improvement of our forces of nature by your very ample solvent of refracting upon me like his bosom fiend. The other forgotten doubles in the Mullingar are during this swishing sight Kyle Wisians. How the fictionable world in Frusian cream tartary is loading off heavy verses and affabling themselves with muckinstushes. The Nichni Novgolosh, how the spinach ruddocks are being tattoo-vatted up for the second comings of anti-Greenst. Ebeneros for a Romal peace, how Ali Bey Ibrahim wisheth Bella Suora to a holy crypt mouth, while the Arumbian Knives Riders executes devil-lances round the Jehumis Fiur. Learn the Nunstark, of old Yale's boys is making revolutions for the cunning new years. Never elding, still beginning. Never to mate to lend. Never to wait salaries, and never to add solaries, and never to ant salaries, and never to aid sillaries with such or all with such or off as Berkeley shows a ruction getter off. Phone for finial to mellow after morn, and your fumeral's a rose election. Taff, now as he has been past the buckthorn stock from Pather Piper of Collegatuna, whiles they all are beelting pots to Dubrin Din, for old Dadam Domstom to tomb, and Wom Hum's lums agam, glimpse agam, glance again, rise up road and hive up hill, and find your polyvooly fancy pitching ingles in the parlour. Since you are on for versing rhetorish, say your piece. How Buccleuch shocked the rosing Gurneril, a ballet of ghastly power, a hove and a zove and off like a go. And don't live out the sad of tears, pity a wick. Not off got as sang as you, but Bach. As yet their death not endeth, hey? There's a good Buccleuch, say yesic, Ballygarry. The 40 succulums are what you may cutting to cool the scoop goods bloof. Hark a body, fain. Thing man place your howd, whilst some wom shim weir tinkle dinkle deld. Shin fine deed in the myrtle of the bog, tway fain men stod up to slog, free bond men lay lurking on. To one about wadding him, for a sneeze storm drappin. Twill be of nice change, arra, sir. Can you come it, bud? But, who in the cushlows of his good forseeking horse, ever fondlinger of his pimple spurk, is a nihilist of the ninth home stages, the baby bell in his baggot strapped upper, going off all at once, begat, lest he should challenge himself, be god till anguish. Her sure top, as said as would, it was corporal failings first, hit it was of another time, a white horse day where the midril met the bulge, Sbogom. Rough now along about the first equinox in the colander, on the plain of Corazon, as thou goest from the Mount of Beckel, steep Nimorn, 1132 years how the crow flees, end indeed, after a power of skimmisks, bloody dens and goody gnats of them, when we sight the beasts, hig, hig, what of ramy weather. Most mournful date man ever held dimsy death with, and high I was in the Riley Irish Xerxonese militia asunder Sir Dath or Woolwich leagues, good Tomty's years some while in Crimelian wall, same where in Ireland, during me weeping still stums over the fresh prusts of Eastchep, and the dangling garters of Marrowbone, and daring my whopping still stunts in Bastion Moss, old style and new style and heave-a-lep onwards. And win again, blagged argoos, or lose the day, plays goat, the banshee peeler, if Muscat's nose was whiz, the great day and the druidful day, come San Patrisky, and the grand day, the excellent, fine, splendorous, long, agreeable, toast-worthy, cylindrical day, goes sixth of the ninth, the heptahundred annum damnius that Hagis Figis tells me is, and will, and was be, till the time lag is in it that's told in the Bock of Alum, to column kill all the prefaces of Erringonbrook. But I continue, and in commixtion, we was loathsome like, till we took out after the dead beats. So I begin to study, and I soon show them day's reasons how to give the cold shake to they blighty perishers, and lay one over the beats. All fella he look, he call, all fella come long a villa finish. Tumbalo, how was I a clap of that? From them banjo peddlers on the raid, giddying up me auntie vanillas, and getting off the stisses me aunties, boxerizing and coxerosing, and swiping a Johnny Dan's sweet, for to exercitize myself, notwithstanding the top cats and his roaming cartridges, or rushing and patroning out all over Cromwellium Wall. Be the why it was me who, ha ha. Taff, all for letting his tinder and lighting be put to be heist in the fire, and while durblingly obedient to the felicias of the skivvies, still smoking his fulverate turkish in the rooking presence of Ladios. Yahoo, how called? Whom battles joined no bottles sever? Warn't you aid a comp? But in his difficulties tres dobrimian, he feels a bit belike a battle fall of stout, but falls a bat for lake a borla full of bear. And me all for o megrim, between me associations in the post-Ledney past and me disconnections with our plumpervious futures, I've a boodle full of memories in me bosom, and me dears run slow as blimey, as I now with platoonic leave recoiling, how the thickens they come back to one thrust. Me missionary post for all them old boyars that's now boomeringing in wall holler, me alma mathers. I drink to them, bicorn spirits fusillading, and you, Cully's adjutant, even where it's content's wody with absence vermouth. Jungle men in agreement, I give thee, or greatly sworn, the occupant that ruined Redford, the throne Fulvna, and all our royal devouts with the arrest of the whole inhabitants of Noy Islands. One brief mouth, and Veligo lap now, me old attaches, the Kurgans, if they could get a kick at this time for all that happens to us. Cedric said Gormlison, and Danow O'Donoghue, and Conow O'Connachar, it is this were their names, for we were all under that manor barracks on Congor's Wood together, Turkmen three, with those khaki rainettes, our miladies in their toileries, the twum plum yumnitzes, vieras vienaskayas, of old Yadjai Unken, who was a great mark for jinking and junking up the palposes of warmth and warmth we wore, and the charm of their lease brocade. For Lispia's hath a bermin eye, but when it bames fire nor on screeneth. Hulp, hulp, huzzas! Raise, rest, treresy! Free times free, up, Lancisters! Anathem! Taft, who still senses that heaven-sent heroines that entertained him, who they were sinuo rivals from the sunny Espionia, but plied Wapsy with his wallet in Tatak of Bustle Bakerloo, 1132, passing the uninational truth wash in smoothing irony over the multinatural infructuosities of his grinner set. The rib, the queen of old birds, Sinya Sonyaviches. Your Rhoda cockards that are ready to embrace our ruddy inflammatory world in their Oho Silylvian biribab way, till they've kinks in their tringers and boils on their toes. Poor door the pain lie, Mayor Pencho. Is Dramhead Count Marshal or Goneril Stab? Mind your pews and keos, if you piggots marsh. Do the not, Dingbot, be a dag, for Zahur and Zimmerminis. Sing in the chorus to the ether. In the heliotropical north time, following a fade of transformed tough, and pending its vice versa, a metanergic re-glow of beaming bat, the bareboard bombardment screen, if tastefully taught geranium satin, tends to teleframe and step up to the charge of a light barricade. Down the photo slope in syncopank pulses, with the bits bug-twug their tests, the missile drops, glitter a glatter a glut, borne by their carnia wild. Spray gun rakes and splits them from a double focus. Grenadite, damnemite, electronite, nipulite, and the scanning fire spot of the scunners traverses the rooty lance delustred sunk-sundered lines. Schlosh! A gaspel truce leaks out over the casein coatings. Amid a fluorescence of spectracular mephiticism, there caoculates through the inconoscope stealthily a still the figure of a fellow chap in the Wally Gast, Popey O'Donoghue, the Gesuneral of the Rushui. The Eidolon exhibits the seals of his orders, the star of the Son of Heaven, the girdle of his Odella the Colotica, the cross of Mycelides a Paleogos, the latchet of Jan of Nepomuk, the puff-puff and pom-pom of Powder and Paul, the great belt band and bucklings of the Martyrology of Gorman. It is for the customers his mudwake servite, the victor. Please to not know his speech above your dreads, please to doughboys. Hull, something's been wrung with the spursnich. He blanks his ogles because he confesses to all his televicious nieces. He blocks his nozos because that he confesses to everywhere he was always putting up his latest fingers. He wallops his mouther with a sword of tuskin as because that he confesses how often he used to be opening her, how wanton he used to be undering her. He boundles all to gutter his manucoops with his pederasts, in as much as because that he confesses before all his hand-complishes and behind all his comforderesses. And here is Kant came back, saying he couldn't steal no longer yeses, cats come buck because he couldn't stay awake. He touched upon this tree of livings in the midst of the garden, for inasmuch as because that he confessed it to it on Hillen and down Dalem, and in the places which the lepers inhabit in the place of the stones, and in Pontefort just foggerting a Morris, now he come to think of it, jolly well rotten generously, all yovie over the old blocky shop. Pogger or Pompeo Dungershif, there will be a hen collection of him after Avensong on the field of Hannah. Dumble down looties and gangster men. Tin, 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 tin. But with a gesture expansive, Mr. Huge White Cadder Pollard, with sun-floored buttonhole, pulled up point-blank by mailbag mundanism at Old Valley Court, though the hissing density buck far of his malevolence tells how, when he was fast marking his first lord for cremation, the wife of his bottom was the very lad's thing to alter his behind. Prostitutes, pugilists, double noises, precious. Defense in every circumstance of debaucheries, know the chaste that. Tack pickets, pios, and cues to be palsy putrid. Be at the pain, please, of not forgetting or mere betoken yourself to hother pray. Correct me, please, commando, for caustics, but I abjure of it. No more basky bazigues for this poor African, with ascor miles esker miles. I had my billy fell of duckish delights the whole Puckney time on Romeos and Julians, with their lamb's tools in my kidneys and my ram's butter in their sassenacher ribs, knee her, do her, and tray her, when the Syrian come dumb like the whelf on the fjord, and we praying players and pinching peace smokes, troopkers, Tommy Atkins all, for Father Petrie Spence of Parish Muslattery to go and leave us, and the crimson dawn to shell a light on the dark, you men. Seen as thine, Slobberborg, feeding and sleeping on the Huguenots, the snuggest spaniels where the lions came, and raiding revelations over the Albigenesis, sandest and saintest and soundest again. Yet still in all, spit per spat, like we chanted on Sunderschoon, every warson wearier carries a comnate in his schnapsack. And unless I am getting four gutfuls of the rudiments of savaged wildfire, I was game fellow will mate, and send us victorious with Knowles and Brownings, dumb sneak and curry, and all the fun I had in that Fannigan's week. A strange man wearing a barrel, and here is a gift of Meggs and Teggs, and as I live by Chipping Norton, and his iron fits the farmer eye, Arc de Sedo, Rainbow Rumba. Then were the halcyon days for our fellows, the loyal Lebsters, and we was the re-dug-out raw recruitioners, praddies three and prettish two, a wheeze we has in our wainward islands, we English, one long blue streak, gisty and pity of Dirk Rosalind. With hand to hand, as Omar Khayyam was always jiggly-jogging about in his wendowed courage, when our woos with the wenches went wind for a song, sing girlies, singerettes, while Woodbine Willie, so popular with the Poppy Rosses, our charney chaplain, blued the air. Slanthus, Banzine, Bisbasses, St. Peaver and Bowl, and we all tuned in to hear the topmast noviality. Up the revels, drown the rinks, and all my stips all round. Paddy Bonham, Yvive, Encore, and Tig for Tag, Togatog-tog. My droom o' those days, why loved you above all the stress. Blow whole brass hat and boy with his boots off, and the butch of our bunch and all. It was Bucku Bonzer, believe me. I was a bare prive without my dog legs, but I did not give to one humpany dump, wing or wang, touching those thus engaged slavey generals of Tanna Cornels, the milicious delicious, pronouncing their very flank movements in some picture bosk. Bagus the Watwa. I could always take good cover of myself, and idols or earwakers, prayers for rain or combinations. I did not care three tankers, hoots, sham, hem or chaffet, for any feelings from my life privates on their reprograd leanings, because I have their honours booth, my respectable sirs a sistershood off Lyndhurst Terrace, the putty Mrs. Chelana Dallin, and she, inventing her anger, can bell the troth on her alliance. And I know his hairiness, my respectable madam's colonel on Mellay Street, Lightnance Gunter Sawab, and they would never as the aimes of servation let me down. Not on your bludger life, touters. No peeping pimpadours. And by Jova, I never went wrong nor let him doom till risky wark rasky woke. At the head of the wake, up comes Stumblebum, the old contemptible, his Ursian geminal, and his Scots roods unreformed, and he went before him in that Nemcon enchalance, with the same old domstool story, and his up leave the falloner as is greatly to be petted, Whitesides do his beard. And I seen his breeches shirt offensive, and his Bartholomew Vadenhamags vice avise them Charlotte runners, and how they gave love to him, and how he took the ward from us. Odious the fly-fly flirtation of his him and hers. Just mermaid meddling it was it he was. And my Orland for a Rolvever sword, by the splunthers of Colt and Bungo's the enemy, the Percy Raleigh got me, Mester, as true as there's an Almagnian Gothabobus, to blow the grand off his ace upper. This take its meest, and after meest the Dulwich. We insurrection, and be the procuratress of the hoary synods. Before he could tell Porriergan to Parry Lewis, I shot him, missus, like a wide sleever, hump-to-dump, tumble-heaver. Taff, camel sensing that sons they have given Braun and Ulan, the Volker boast sung is heading to see Vermilion, but too well-bred not to ignore the unzemlianness of his rifle's proceedings, in an effort towards autosatirization, effaces himself in favor of the ideology, always behounding his lumpy hump of homosodalism, which means that if he has lain amain to lolly his liking, Cabron, he may pops lily a young one to his hearth, Cambroon. Oh, holy rasher, I'm believer, and oh, ho, bully claver of ye braggador gunneral, the grand oh, hole spider. It is a name to call him Umster Dumfon. Ah, you were shotter reshottus, and sieger besieged. Aha, race of fierce marchands, counter a nation, oho, of short shoopers. But, miraculizing into the Dan Defier war cry, his begot is bristling, as jit-in-jew triggity-shittery pet, he shouts his thump, and fee four foul fingers up the high o's of their ahs. Bloody muddy muzzle, the buck be shottered, he'll unbuzzle no more graves, nor horn, nor honda, lugaro for gale gazelles in dead men's hills. Captain, backsights to his baird, his combulant ambulance, the frustate four-star ruska cruscum, dom alifocor one, conundrum chuff. Taff, who as best as can, with the helps of Gosh and his blessed maker, has been sulfuring to himself all the pungateries of sin practice in failing to furrow the agonies of the damned. Trissim the mangoth, and the name of the most merciful, the august, the gracious one. In sober sooth, and in sober civil, and to the dirtiment of the curtailment of his all of man, not so? But, moment's scuffin', but epoxy ominously deturbaned, but them's bleaching banes will be after making a bashman's halo day out of the euphorious hagio-hygie cynicism of his die-and-be-diadem. Yassa! In sabre-tooth and sober savils, se non è vero, that he leaves and yet is my grief. He dared me to it, and he dared me do it, and bedattle I did dare done it, as Coxnark of Kiltalk can tell, and Usser Ursuson of the victorious onrush, with all the rattles in his optic, as bold and as madhouse a bull in a meadows. Nout nitric kinky peart. All afore, the sword of foe mo times, and none. For when me seem him, and turf o'clock and roll and all over our loud's land, be heaving up that sob of tongue for to claim his, for to warp himself puddywock, aye, and untuning his cullathorn in an exitus arse royal, deo yupto, at that instar to Igor Laddens, pronto, I gave one double notch and I ups with my crozier, mirdo, with my how on armor and hits leg and arrow, cock shock rock rug. Sparrow. The abnihilization of the etim by the greening of the groaning of the grinder of the grunder of the first lord of Hertford explodotinates through pasturalia with an Ivan Morinthora rumble frago rhomboacity amid which as general uttermost confusion are perceivable molotons scaping with molecules while Coventry plumpkins fairly go smother themselves in the land-on elegance of Pinkadindy. Similar sonatas are projectilized from Honolulu, Bulawayo, Imperial Rome, and Morden Adams. They were precisely the twelves of clocks, none minutes, none seconds, at some seat of old Dane Lang's Congerig, by dawny break in era. Taft, skimper scamper, his wool's gatherings all over Cromlin, what with the Birstall boys, our thanes, and is it her tour, and the crackery of the full 4-5 firearms, and the crockery of their damn-damn-dom-dom chumbers. For all the bulbs up the airs, Shatamovic! But, pulling a last stark Daniel with a less doga-durk, while too greater than pardon painfully the issue of his mouth diminuendoing, vility of villities, he becomes, allus vitally faint, sure enough, like Fawn McGoor. But and Taff, desperate slave wager, and foeman feudal unshackled, now one and the same person, their fight upheld to right for a wee while, being baffled and tottered, umbraged by the shadow of old Ursius, magis qua mythical mulatto militiaman, the living by owning over the surface of the glebe, whose sway craven minions had cause to revile, as too foul for hell, under boiling mouse's burning brand, he falls by gull's gilly, but keen-heartened by the circum-insistent of the park so rarely's, in a hurdly-girdly Sicilian concert tone of their Fongina Barney brawl, shaken everybody's hands, while S.E. Morehampton makes leave to E.N. Shield Martin, after Meeting House Lanigan has embraced Vergemout Hall, and without falter or murmur or blatherhoot of softerliness, pugnate the pledge of fianorship, duke to duke, with a common turn ouched of fest man and best man, as Toot Sally's emotion palms it off like commodity tokens against a cocoa can caco canution. When all the wormed was agadden, and Anthea first unfoiled her limbs wanderloot, was the way the wood wagged, where opter and apter were samurized twins. They had their muttering ivies, and their murdering iris, and their mouldering iris in that muscat grove, but there'll be bright pliny flowers in Calomela's cool bowers when the magpire's babble towers, scorching and screeching from the raven and dove. If these lobed the sex of his head, and me's ate the seep of his troublers, he's dancing figgies to the spittle side and shoving out the sewer. And he'll be buying byes, and go gulling gels with his flossim and jessim of carm, silk and honey, while mind eyes playing Lancifer Lucifog, and what's duff as a betel for us's, makes coy cousin Coraline's moe sweeter to we. So till but again Bodley shoots horn rising germinal, let Bodley chow the fat of his anger, and badly bide the toil of his tub. The pump and pipe pingers are ideally reconstituted. The potter and bowls are Peter packed up. All the presents are determining, as regards for the future, the howabouts of their past absences, which they might see on it hearing, could they once smell of tastes from touch, to aught find the values for. The must over listingness, when X what is ungiven, as that where still has blunk. Shut mop, and Bud did down well right. And if he sung dumb in his glass darkly, speech lit face to face on all around. Vocifer adjutant, vice of our sounding, namely Abdullah Bulbul Amir or Ivan Slavansky Slavar in Auld Confusalem. As to whom the major guilt feather pertained, it was Harkus Hippet's care to educe. Beauty's bath she's bound to bind beholders, and pride his purge has place appointed in penance, and the law's own libel lifts and lames the low with the lofty. Be of the house. While the hersey hunt, they harrow the hill, for to rout them rollicking rogues from, rule those rackety romps from, rein their rockery rides from, rambling. Night-clothed, arooned, the conqueror's sway. After their battle, thy fair bosom. There is too true enough in Soledad's Island, as in Morton, Germany, and from the Americans off to date back to land of engined Egyptians, assented from his opening before his inlookers of where his oxman's tongue stalled, stabled the well-nourished one, lord of the 7 days, overlord of sets and suns, the sat of all the suns which are in the ring of his system of the sats of his son, god of the scuffled, fallen, skill-filled felon, who, he contains, hangsters, who, he constrains, hearsers, again changful, a mintage vaster, heavy on shirts, lucky with shifts, the topside hump-up stomach atween his showdows fella, Mr. T. Wiley Spillichops, who keepeth watch in Comer Fett, whose spouse is Anne Liff, the dog's bladder, warmer of his couch in four. We all, for whole men is lepers, have been nobbert wanterers in that chill childerness, which is our true name after the all-falters, mug's luck to 'em, and bespeaking of love and lie detectors in venuvarities, what either the drug's truth of it, was there an iota of from the Faust to the last. And that is at most redoubtedly an overthrow of each and ilker man of us, I persuade myself before Gow, gentlemen, so true as this are my cupfin pot, astrode on these is my board soldiers. It's solicited, grubbling humbly, his round house of 7 orifices, of all guilt shouters or crime mummers, to be saved by codnops, advices for, free of graces, scamps included, competitioning them, if they had studied Jura, or when they had raced Messafisi. Husband of your wife better, or best man botcher lover of you yourself, how comes ever a body in our tailorized world to serve out this is? Whether it gives a primium nobilis for our notomize or not, the farce wriggle from the ube events, whereom is man, that old offender, not their man, while he is the same, and full exampling, the pints in question, with some bispills and 6-6 to prove him hurting. Soup's on. A time, and a fine time, when an I was a kidling, and the Tarkies held so-and's offer, let there beam a frish fry, and they sowed good rude broad with sweet mead in candle drums. I have just, let us surprise, been reading in a suppressed book. It is, notwithstempting by measures long and limited, the latter press is eminently negligible, and the paper, so he eagerly seized upon, has scarcely been buttered in works of previous publicity, whole be it in keen or not case, would I turf aside for pasteuration. Pack and paper paineth whom to his sacred scriptured sign, who straps it, scraps it, that might have ashed, have hipped. Enough, however, have I read of it, like my good bed's friend, to augur in the hurry of the times, that it will co-commend the widest circulation, and a reputation coextensive with its merits, when entrusted into safe and pious hands, upon so edifying a mission as it, I can see, as is his. It is ambulished with expurgative plates, replete in information, and a campaigning the action passion, slop-bang, whiz-crash, boomer-rattling from burst to past, as I have just been seeing, with my warmest venerations, of a timorsome townside up the country lifer, guard placed the town, all those ever whelmed upon that preposterous blank seat, before the wordcraft of this early woodcutter, a master of vignettiens, and our findest grobsmid among all their orifices, and Shuker and Chowder, so splendidly English, Mr. Auberon Birdsley, hoob good chop, arson cheap, and well will worth a triad, this millefaulties. But the hazard, you asks, is justly ever behind his medal throw. Those sad, poor sad Forengistanters, dusty chappy, dusty rust, she cheers. It is that something, Robian in that fellow, hamid and damned, did he have but Hugh de Brassy's Beardsley, his were mine of ancient guise, which come queers this anywhat Persian, which we, realizing us with perhaps adored of pain. There is among others pleasant, whom I love, and which are favorists to mind, one which I have pushed my finger in for the movement, and, but for my seal ring is none to hand, I swear, she is highly catatheristic. And there is another which I have fumbly fongered frequently, and when my signet is on sign again, I swear, she is deeply significant. Culpo de Dido, arse we say in the classes. Constful, we others said. What ravening shadow, what dovely line. Not the king of this age could richlier I feast in oriental long gardens with alternate night joys of a thousand kinds but one kind. A Shahryar cobbler on me when I am lying, and whilst when I doot my sliding panel and I hear caw-caw, I have been idly turning over the loose loaves, leaflefts, jaggled casualty on the lamentary, as is my this is, as I must commit my lips to make misface for misfortune, often, so far as I can chance to recollect from some far nights ago, so dim sweet is that selvish dish denance of to not to be able to be obliged to have to hold further anything than a stone is throws fruits for, when I, if you will excuse for me this informal leading down of ill-expressibles, enlivened toward the author of nature by the natural sins ligand go belimbed theirs before me, how differended with the man-made Eonox Constantinopolis, whether they be of a general gulf stature, as asserted, or blossomly and blushing themselves under need of some hawthorn follies, am entrenched up contemplating of myself with my naked eye for relieving purposes in our truly vergetable garden. I sometimes, maybe, what has justly said of old Flanagan, awake from this or hunts forwards, with some shock, shall I so render it, have, when I ope my shy light window and I see, cuckoo, a notion quiet involuntary of that I am cadging hapsnots, as at murmurandums of distant renations from fixsimilar phases or dugouts in the behind scenes of our earthwork, what rovening shudder, what deadly loom, as this is at no spatial time processly, which regards to concrude chronology, about which, in fact, at spite of I having belittled myself to my gay gift name of insectarian, happy burgage's abeyance would make home sweet town hopigo lucri. My motto proprio, as I claim, cad's truck, I coined, I am highly pelaged and deeply gluttoned to mind hindmost hearts, to see by their loudest reports from my three spawn buttery parts, that columbophile and corvinophobe alike, when I have remassed me, my travelling self, as from Magellanic clouds, after my contractual expenditures, through the paraphysis of Mirlim, I, my good grief, I am big, all too gooder. He beached the bark of his tail, and set to husband and vine, and the harper master told all the living conservancy, no Mashiah Mashiahna, how that win again was in again, flying the Persio Royal, with all aboard her, Padr and Madr, Hal and Sal, the sins of air with the Duchtars of Iran, a Micamac a mock in a muck tub, hit the two Lulus and the Griff Griff Griffs at Fenegan's Wick, the Wildermans, washed up white and delivered right, loud lauds to his Loch Hump and bejetties on Jonas, and they winked and wanked like Bailey beacons, till we woke up older men. From whose pluttybust pre-aggravated by basket church theologies, they were nigh on 30 heroons in that Al-Rashil Orthodox draken, they were woe-like placed to say, in the matters of Ducoman's number one, with bear's respects to him and bull's acknowledgments, come on now, girls, lead off for Cara, whichever one of you wins, the two Jemuas and Jane Agra and Judy Tombies, disassembling and taking him apart, the slammocks, with discrimination for his maypole, and a robin passing over his hump, drogheries in attendance, fronds, feshes, and frithstool. One, he had to diet the beetle. Two, he did hit himself, hodsfush. Three, all ever the pelican hunted with truly fond bullpen back thoughts since his Turk human life, where his personal low outhired his territoriasm, the ornor under the self-hide of his better metal was forsaken his chiltern and lumbo-jumbo. Four, he was like Fintan for flood, and after sometimes too damned merely often on the saved side, saw he was. Five, regarding to prosiates or quasi-versing, he was and no better than he would have been before, he could have been better than what he warrant after. Six, blood, musk, or hashish, as coked diamond or penciloid, and bleaching him knackle-nude from all colorine matter, down to a bone-ash bitstuff, he's Tinkfors Tank, the same old dust amount on the same old tin-covered dull bauble class, Tots Tittywink Tosser and Bogus Bagwin Burster, whether fitting tires onto Danelop boys or fluttering flowers for Loretta's, whatever the Bucket Brigade and the Plug Party says, touchant Arthur of the Rum Tipple and his camelotery and lioness looting, but with a layman's brute strength by Jacob Harbinesaher and the All Salts Are All Sallies, what we warn to hear, Jeff, is the woods of Chirpsey's cries to Singaloo sweet cheeriod and suck him up the old cant rogue. Group A. You have jest, ahem, beamed listening through, ahem, pig, his halted excerpt from John Whiston's five-axled production, The Coach with the Six Insides, from the tales of your...